This week is the coming out party for fall television. In New York City, the major networks and a few cable channels are having what's called upfronts. That's where they announce their fall lineups, unveiling new shows and saying goodbye to a few. Ken Tucker is the editor-at-large and the television critic for Entertainment Weekly and is at the television upfronts this week, and he joins us now to tell us a little bit about that. Mr. Tucker, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi.
So the schedules are still being announced. They're still in the process of these upfronts. Are there big surprises so far?
There are, in a sense, that there's some big names coming back to television. Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond are going to be in sitcoms. There's a new sitcom that NBC has announced called Parenthood, which is based on both the movie and a failed previous sitcom called Parenthood. This is the second time around to try to put that show on the air, so it's a kind of an odd situation.
And Kelsey Grammer from Frasier will be coming back to do what?
Yes, he's coming back to do his, by my calculation, third variation on the Frasier character. This time he's a stuffy CEO who's been downsized and suddenly has to live way below his means.
Are we seeing any trends here? Every so often you see there's suddenly a lot of cop dramas, a lot of hospital dramas, a lot of shows about people who seem to be lost in one form or another. What kind of trends are we seeing this year?
The trends seem to be toward medical dramas and more kind of emergency shows. There's a show on NBC called Trauma, and there's one that CBS is about to announce called Miami Trauma. I think one of those shows will change their title before they actually go on the air. But they're all about these kind of emergency rescue teams. It taps into a kind of feeling of uneasiness about disease control and emergencies. And it's trying to get something in the zeitgeist, I think, right now.
Now, beyond the show that you mentioned, the Kelsey Grammer show about someone who'd been downsized or is having to live below the means that he's become accustomed to, are there other shows that sort of capture the moment in terms of the economic instability?
Yes, and it's interesting that they seem to be doing so in the sitcom format. It's as if they want people to be able to escape and yet also be reminded of what's going on. I think the funniest show that I saw was one called Community with Joel McHale, the guy who hosts The Soup on the E! Network. He's about a guy who had a very good job but ends up teaching in a very bad community college. And Chevy Chase plays a guy who used to be a very wealthy man who also has to return to the workforce after having been retired. It has a very bitter edge to it, and it suits Joel McHale's sense of humor, but I also think it's very funny.
Now, an observation. Other than Miami Trauma, most of the series that you've mentioned have just one name.
That's true. I was looking through the list, and there are things like one called Mercy, another called Brothers, another called Glee. Things seem to be very abrupt, wanting to hit you right in the face. It's like you get the concept just with the name. This is Glee, Be Happy, Mercy, Our Nurses Have Mercy for You. It's that kind of thing.
Now, what about reality shows? I see that there are a few that are in discussion, Arranged Marriage, for instance, but they're still as popular as they were a few years ago. They've not run their course.
They're popular, but they're being used as kind of backup shows. For the most part, the reality shows that are being announced are kind of mid-season replacements, which is sort of code for when Mercy or Trauma or whatever these shows fail, they'll slide one of these reality shows in because they're kind of up and running. They have a few episodes in the can. They're inexpensive to produce. But the networks still have this idea that when you want to roll out your shows in September, you want to have the biggest stars, the classiest names, and that's when you really do non-reality, so-called quality dramas and sitcoms.
Ken Tucker, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ken Tucker is the editor-at-large and the television critic for Entertainment Weekly.